Welcome to a series of audio interviews direct from the Verbier Festival in Switzerland, the 2.5-week celebration of music which takes place up in the beautiful Swiss Alps, is now in its 21st year and attracts the creme de la creme of classical musicians, from pianist Evgeny Kissin and soprano Barbara Fritterly to cellist Misha Maisky, violinist Joshua Bell and conductor Daniel Harding. So it seemed like a wonderful opportunity to talk to some of them while they were here all in one place. I'm Oliver Condy, the editor of BBC Music Magazine, and in the last of our interviews from the Verbier Festival, I talked to festival director Martin Engström about 21 years of the Verbier Festival and where he believes and hopes the festival is heading.
Martin, you've been in charge of the festival since it started 21 years ago. How do you think the festival has progressed? How has it developed over those years?
I think in a very straight line. It's the original. I found a brochure. A couple of months ago, which I had launched a festival, and where I outlined my ideas and the concept, and it's hardly changed. It's much bigger. Mm. Much more is going on, but the original concept has not changed.
How do you get all those artists here? We've got people like Evgeny Kissin, Barbara Fritterly, we've got Misha Maisky, we've got...
I mean, what's really amazing are the pianists this year. We had Mart Argerich, we had Grigory Sokolov, Kissin, Daniil Trifonov, Michel Pletnyov. The level of piano playing this summer is quite extraordinary. Mm. And it's interesting for the public and also for me to... listen to these artists one after another, because the level of piano playing is so, it's almost difficult to get higher. It's so amazingly intense, and to discover the different personalities, it's amazing. This summer has been amazing piano wise.
Mm. But how do you get these artists all together at once? Because they've presumably got horrendously busy diaries, and they're in different parts of the world the whole time. How do you get them in one place every year?
I think they firstly feel good here. Mm-hmm. Many want to come back. I managed to create a family. It's a very family atmosphere. Many artists come with their families. Kissin comes with his family. Mart Argerich comes with her family. People come and stay for a while. Kissin is here for 2 weeks. Marta was here for 1 week. It's a nice place to be. They go to listen to their colleagues, and many colleagues listen to them, and it's become sort of a club. I want to be there.
Yes.
And they don't come for the fee, because we hardly pay anything, but they come for the way we take care of them. Mm. Very personal. Each artist is the king, and we go out of our way to make them comfortable. If they need a piano in their chalet, we rent a piano. If they we have our own transport organization, we have our cleaning organization, we have our pickup from the train station or airport, we have our we host them for dinners. Yeah. So we really take care of them,
and they appreciate that. And I'm very much interested by the combinations of the chamber groups that you put together. Of course, there's an element of risk there, but there has to be an element of calculation, and you have to put musicians who are going to work with other musicians. Is it on instinct? Do you sit down and work it out carefully? How do you manage to come up with all these combinations?
Over the years, I've gotten to learn each musician pretty well, so I know what interests him, I know where his limits are, and I know where I can challenge him. So I try to make every artist learn some new piece when he comes here to Verbier, or to play with some new colleagues. There has to be an element of challenge in his visit. As I said, they don't come for the fee, so I need to challenge them musically. Don't come here and play the same trio you have played the week before somewhere, or with the same violinist duo. So there are these new encounters which work on. I mean, to this morning we had Misha Pletnyov and Steven Isselis, who played a cello sonata which Misha Pletnyov had composed for Steven. It was conceived here in Verbier some 8 years ago. Kavakos and Trifonov are playing tonight in the church. It's the first time they play together, recital. Menahem Pressler has started coming here when he stopped performing with the Beaux-Arts Trio. So it's, I think this element of challenge is welcome by the artist, and especially since everybody's doing it.
Do you see the festival, carry on to its 30th, 40th, 50th year? Is it a solid festival? I mean, these things are always going to be a challenge every single year to make sure they're as exciting year after year.
I think as long as the emphasis is on the right subject, as long as the festival fulfills an artistic need, I think as long as we have something to say artistically, then we will exist. When it becomes a museum of, touring groups, and then I don't know if it will continue. Verbier is off the track. We are probably the biggest festival in Europe outside the city. Most festivals are on this size are in cities. Mm-hmm. We are up on 1,500 meters. It's a destination, Verbier. You don't happen to pass through Verbier, so you have to make an effort to come here. And we count that each member, each public ticket buyer stays here about 5.5 days. So we can really play with you. We can introduce you new concerts, new concepts. We have 25 events per day. You can go to rehearsals for free, to academy lessons for free. And so it is a very alive festival. And I think this energy, which exists, which is also brought in by the 300 young kids who are here to study different things, it makes it all very alive. And that's the element which I appreciate. So as long as we can keep it alive and boiling, then it will have a success.
And the young students are essential, I think, for the future, not only of the festival.
Well, we always had a young person's orchestra, orchestra in residence from the very, very first year.
Yes.
It was the Young Israel Philharmonic the first 2 years, it was the Jeunesse Musicale World Orchestra for the third and fourth years, and the Curtis Institute from Philadelphia on the fifth and sixth year. It was only in the seventh year, in the year 2000, where we founded our own orchestra, which is now 15 years old. And and then the Chamber Orchestra followed in 2004, if I'm not wrong, and the Music Camp, which we started last summer with Daniel Harding, is now up and running. So we have three orchestras, and we are expanding. I don't know how much and how long we can continue to expand, but it's working.
And where do you plan to expand to?
I think in the educational activities and all the learning programs. The festival is 17 days. It started with 17 days. It's 17 days at the moment, and I think that's the right concept. We have this concept of festival passes, where you can buy the same seat for all the 17 days for the main concert in the main venue, and we have about 200 people who's here for those 17 days and sees all the main
concert. Isn't it? That's dedication.
Absolutely. And but I don't think we will change these 17 days of festival. We have about 60 some concerts this year within paying concerts within those 17 days. Where we have been adding is these kids from the music camp. They come beginning of July to stay about 4 weeks. We have the amateur chamber music week, which is also 1 week before the festival starts. The big symphony orchestra comes 3 weeks before the festival starts to work with 14 coaches, principal chairs of the Met Orchestra. This comes from James Levine at the time he was music director of the orchestra. Mm-hmm. So lots are happening before the festival starts. Yes. Now the big question is, can we go into August and after the festival ends with other ideas? At the end of the day, it all depends on money.
That's true. And you're fortunate to have some sponsors. So, I mean, I can't imagine that Verbier is an inexpensive festival to put on.
I think with most festivals, and I think the landscape of funding is changing. I think there are less and less commercial sponsors around. Every festival will probably have a bank. Mm-hmm. If you're lucky in Switzerland, you'll probably have a watchmaker. But for the rest, it's not easy. And I feel that that we're shifting now to more private donations, more foundations, mm-hmm. and which is takes more time, it's more complicated, but there are openings there. And so that's how I see how the trend goes.
And presumably you still relish the sort of thrill of the chase. You still relish the idea of keeping the festival going, and it's something you still enjoy.
I have no choice, you know. I don't even think about it.
Yes.
But I feel almost I'm running for a political office, because when I see people here around, there are so many donors I have, that I feel I have to talk to everybody, stretching out my hands, because mm-hmm. if I don't, I miss somebody. But there are lots of generous people in Verbier around me, and 10% of our budget of 10 million Swiss francs comes from private donations. Mm. And an army of people, 800-900 individuals who give, starting with 100 francs up to 40,000-50,000 francs. And yeah. then we have another category of foundations and of very important donors.
So fundraising for you is as important, of course, as finding the right balance of artists.
Of course it is, because if I didn't do it, I couldn't manage the festival, or I could probably do less, but I still have lots of ideas. It gives me a thrill every year to do the program, put down the program. And like this year, we did lots of vocal repertoire. We have five operas in concert version.
Yes,
they cost quite a lot. You know, it's much more expensive to put on an opera with lots of singers and a chorus than just having a concerto.
Mm. Yes. Martin Engström, thank you very much indeed.